Many are grieving and on edge after recent deadly shootings of black men and police officers in Minnesota, Louisiana, and Texas. In the first of a series of reports, WUNC Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonida Inge talks with area community leaders and residents about what they're doing to balance peace and pride in their neighborhoods. We begin in East Durham.
Hey, I'm David. What's your name?
I'm hanging out with David Reese. He's the president and CEO of the East Durham Children's Initiative. Every Friday, during their summer camp in the basement of Maureen Joy Charter School on South Driver Street, families get a bag of food to help stretch what they have over the weekend. We take a look inside.
Oatmeal, some fruit bars.
Noodles.
Juice boxes.
Is that tuna?
Fruit cups, green beans.
A few years ago, East Durham Children's Initiative, or EDCI, started a summer lunch program in the same basement. Now it's summer lunch sandwiched between a summer STEAM camp. STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. So there's food and knowledge.
But I think the other big takeaway is that they're safe. We know where they are, and you know we can put our hands on them, and we know that they'll be here every day from 10 to 2, here learning, playing, having lunch.
The EDCI zone is a 1.2 square mile area of Durham many folks had almost written off. Going by the numbers, this distressed East Durham neighborhood of mostly struggling black and Hispanic residents was known for the lowest performing schools in the city and one of the highest crime rates. Reese says he's witnessing a turnaround. But how do you keep up the momentum when there's so much bad news?
How do you talk to 8-9-year-olds about what's happening in the world here now? Because they actually see it with their parents. You know, they know when there's a police stop and their mom decides we're not going to the grocery store because the police are out there doing license checks. This is real for them. And so I think this is probably the next level for kids. And we're still trying to figure out how we talk to parents about discussing this with their children.
On the menu today, we have baked ziti, mixed vegetables, bread. And we have a tossed salad and a green salad, and we have apples.
So on these hot, humid days, the East Durham Children's Initiative makes sure anybody who needs a meal, parents, grandparents, children, get a meal. At this site, the Interfaith Food Shuttle and corporate and community volunteers help feed 75 to 100 people a day. Reese says everyone is welcome, even police officers.
How do police departments become part of a community? If you're not part of a community, then you're actually policing and you're an occupation. And how do we not occupy, but how do we become part of a community? And I think we're moving and trying to move towards that in Durham. I don't know if we're there just yet.
Last month, Durham hired a new police chief, Sarah Lynn C.J. Davis, an African-American woman, and the first female ever to lead the city's police department. Davis's main task is to mend a fractured relationship with the community. She replaces Jose Lopez, who was forced out after many complaints and a rising crime rate. A report released earlier this year by RTI International showed black men were much more likely to be pulled over by Durham police in a traffic stop than any other group. Reese was pulled over several times while working in New York. He says you never forget.
I remember the month of April. I was pulled out of a cab. Can I see your ID? Put your hands up on the car, and they would frisk. And so what's interesting about profiling is that it doesn't matter what you do for a living. It really doesn't matter how much money you have. What it really comes down to is what you look like and do you fit a description.
My name is Jack Black, and I'm a very serious person.
Before going home for the day, some campers prepared a puppet show with sock puppets they made themselves, with big eyes and yarn for hair. Just kids being kids. Reese smiled. It's been a long few weeks. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.